You are tuned in to 97.9 The Box. I have my good buddy on the line here, Sumiko Hamilton, who is the founder of Smarty Pants Academy Center. How are you?
I'm great. And you?
I am doing well. Now, we've had you on the show before, but just so that people understand, what is it exactly that you all do over at Smarty Pants?
Well, Smarty Pants is a nonprofit child care center for children with disabilities. So we do it all over here. Pretty much whatever a child needs that has a disability, we take care of it. And that's from feeding to cleaning to behavior issues, all of that.
Wow. So you guys put in some serious work.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's fun, though. It's fun.
And how long have you guys been around?
It'll be 3 years, April the 15th.
Oh, awesome.
3 years.
It's so awesome to have a place where parents can take their kids with special needs, because I can imagine it being very challenging to find daycare centers that will care for those children.
Definitely. I get a lot of business from outside daycare, as well as, you know, school districts that I service, KDISD, Cypher ISD, they're great. They always send referrals. But right now we're capped out. So it's like,
oh wow,
we stay busy, kids stay here, we don't have a high turnover rate when it comes to children because it's just not a place like our center. Most daycare can't handle, you know, most of the kids that have the behavior issues, and then they don't sit down for a long period of time, things like that. A lot of doctor centers is like, you know, that's a little bit too much for us.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome that you guys are there for those parents.
Definitely.
Now, you have an event that is coming up on April the 19th. Tell me about it.
I'm so very excited about this event on April 19th. This is going to be our first annual charity fashion show, and my kids are very excited about it. Of course, it's something new to them. It's something that they've never participated in things like this before, so they're so very excited, and I'm really excited as well. Parents are very excited, so we're all really happy about it. But it's our Smarty Pants Academy Center Express Yourself fashion show. So it's going to be different. It's going to be very different. I'm hoping to just showcase my children, to let the city know that these kids are here, they're not going anywhere, to bring awareness for, you know, April is Autism Awareness Month, so definitely to bring the awareness for the children that I service here as well as the other kids that's in the community that suffers with this disability every day.
Right.
I'm just one of those type of people that I want the city to understand that we have to be able to service these children everywhere, from restaurants to arenas and to, you know, basketball games, NFL games, things like that. A lot of my children can't attend those type things. So the more I can get the center out and what I do and what I'm about when it comes to my foundation and my center, that's what I want. And I want the city to know, you know, she's on board. I'm on board to take on pretty much any challenge, you know, that comes when it comes to my children, because they've been in the back so long.
Yeah. And it's just so unfair when you really think about it, because it's not anything that they brought on themselves, and them being treated so unfairly affects them even more.
Exactly. And a lot of the parents are frustrated. A lot of my parents now, since they've been with me, we've talked about it, things like that. So they're kind of out of that frustration point. But when they come to me, they're frustrated. You know, they're not wanting to take the kids out. They don't want to take them to, you know, the children's museum and the zoo, because people are staring, and they're, you know, the kids can't stop making certain noises and things like that. So I have to be able to work with the parents, if that makes sense, before I even can work with the kids.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. So we're having the fashion show, and we're all very excited about it. You know, we've invited the mayor, we've invited city council, you know, members and things like that, just to get them aware. Now, will they walk down the aisle? Some may, some not. That's going to be the cute part about it. I mean, and then I'm also, I'm also showcasing their talents as well. I have some that's speaking, I have some that's singing, I have some that's dancing. I want people to understand that these kids have talent.
Yeah.
And they're very, very smart.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
It's going to be a really, really cute event.
Well, I'm excited about it. How can people purchase tickets if they would like to attend?
If you would like to attend, you can go on my website. I have a link to purchase tickets. My website is www.smartypantsacademy.com. Again, www.smartypantsacademy.com. Or you can call my center at 281-859-5455. Again, 281-859-5455. And you can purchase tickets through the website, or you could call me and we can work something out where we can get the tickets to you guys.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. April the 19th, 5 p.m. And where is it going to take place?
At Sam Houston Race Park.
Okay. Very nice. Well, I'm excited for you, Sumiko. Thank you so much for calling us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I have to shout out my 97.9 family because you guys are always looking out for us. And I always have to tell people it's not just always about the music with you guys. You guys are so much more, so much about the community, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
It's Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.